whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Come on, get smart, tune up and start to whistle while you work.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and today we are going to be speaking with the people from Rhode Island Kitchen and Bath. Tanya and Prudence are here. And I'm going to briefly introduce them, and then we'll find out everything you want to know about Rhode Island Kitchen and Bath. Prudence Stoddard, Director of Design. Welcome, Prudence. Nice to see you.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Nice to have you with us. And the President, Tanya Donahue. Welcome, Tanya.
Thank you. Great to be here this morning.
Let's find out a little bit about the company. One of the opportunities we have here on Company Break is to, you know, get information about things that we might not hear every day. A lot of people know what normal restaurants do, and they're serving veal parmesan or whatever. But when you get a business like yours, it gets a little bit harder to describe, because I think you probably do lots of different things. But Prudence, let's start with you as Director of Design. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Our company is what they call a design and build company. The concept here is that you can come to one place and get everything all done as a package. You can work through your concepts with a designer. You can pick out all of your materials all in one place. And then we're the same people that are going to come into your home and build it for you. So it's a really cohesive way to do it. Everybody is responsible to everybody else. It's a full team approach. And I think that that's the key to making projects run smoothly.
Excellent. And Tanya, is this company been around for more than 3 weeks?
Yes. Actually, the company started in 1989, so we are going into our 29th year, which is really exciting. And we're really proud of that fact because, you know, I'm sure most people know that a lot of the construction companies don't last typically more than 5 years.
Right.
So,
yeah.
And that's a long time if they last 5 years. So to be in the business for 29 years, it's been really great, and we're proud to be such a long-standing company in the state.
Excellent. Let's get just a little bit about both of your backgrounds, and we'll keep it with you, Tanya. Rhode Island Kitchen and Bath obviously means it's a Rhode Island company. Are you a longtime Rhode Islander?
I am. And, my dad was a contractor in the state, and so I have sawdust in the blood, so this was a real natural progression for me. And you know, I started out my career at a local lumber yard in Cumberland, Rhode Island, and then moved on to a large construction company, did a lot of remodeling and new construction. And then this was really the perfect blend of the design of kitchen and bath and being able to still build things, which is awfully fun every day.
Excellent. Did you grow up in the Cumberland area or from?
From Lincoln, Rhode Island, actually.
Lincoln. Well, I actually lived in Lincoln for 25 years, so we were probably neighbors.
We probably were.
Didn't know it. And Prudence, what about you? Where is your background?
My background is really not at all in design originally.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in Providence.
Okay.
And have not strayed too far from there.
So see, now I live in Providence now.
Well, you
so
see?
I used to
yep.
be your neighbor, now I'm your neighbor. Okay.
Yeah, well, I moved out of the state now, and I'm just over the line in Massachusetts now. But,
sorry. That's all right. All right. We'll collect the toll from you anyway.
My heart is still a Rhode Islander.
Mm-hmm.
I started out my career in retail. I worked in retail management for many years, but had always wanted to be an architect. So I tried to see, well, okay, what can I do? How can I blend, my desire to make a living, without needing to you know, go back to school for a long period of time to study architecture. And I wound up going into the interior design program at RISD. And
we really were neighbors. I mean,
yeah,
RISD
that's right.
is across the street from me.
Oh,
literally.
Is it? Yeah. Yeah. So I finished that program and then later went back to teach in it, where I taught the kitchen and bath class in their continuing ed program for about 8 years. So I've been with Rhode Island Kitchen and Bath, though, for, boy, about 18 years now. So I've been with them for a good long time, and mm-hmm. it's been a very happy relationship for all that time. I got to take all that creativity that I had, you know, had always had and put it to good use. But also, I've always loved the building part of things. I have some background in, you know, doing a lot of projects with a brother-in-law who's very very much of a builder and mm-hmm. worked with him on a lot of projects. So I got some practical side, too.
Well, good, yeah. good. Now, Rhode Island Kitchen and Bath, again, you listen to that name and you say, okay, well, that means Woonsocket, that means Providence, that means Lincoln,
right.
Little Compton, Westerly, right? It's all part of Rhode Island, even Block Island, right, is part
Absolutely.
Of Rhode Island.
Absolutely. Actually, we're just wrapping up a fairly large project on Block Island as we speak.
Wow. All right. So you do get to every part of the state and you occasionally go over the border a little bit into...
actually cross state lines. It's amazing. you know, it's funny. That's kind of a running joke with us now. When you know, your company has been around for as long as we have, you know, 29 years ago, you never thought that you would expand out of Rhode Island, hence the name Rhode Island Kitchen and Bath. We thought, wow, if we're just in Rhode Island, that would be great.
Yeah.
And while it is great, we've also had the opportunity to grow and have some great team members join the staff and have been able to expand beyond the state lines into Massachusetts and Connecticut.
All right. And where is home base? What's the, where, if you go to the office every day, where are you?
We're right on Jefferson Boulevard, off it's exit 15 off of 95, very easy to get to, and we're in the middle of the state, which is nice.
In Warwick,
Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. We have people that we've actually, you know, have had people come over from Block Island to the showroom, and as well as, you know, Newport and all the places that people have to cross bridges and take boats to get to, and they make it okay. It's fine.
And pretty soon you won't be able to say exit 15 anymore.
I know.
New numbers, all right. But, all right, so Warwick. And, you know, one of the things that's interesting to me, because when I mentioned I lived in Lincoln for all those years, the house was built in 1820. So I got into that remodeling and always fixing and things like that. And there are a lot of those kind of homes in Rhode Island where people are always interested in doing projects. So they should get to you right at the beginning of thinking about something like that, right? To say, well, I got this old kitchen and I want to fix it, or I've got this project and I want to fix it. The beginning is the best, right? Before they start tearing something apart.
Absolutely. But it is amazing how many people come to us and say, okay, we've just taken everything out of the bathroom. Now what do we do?
Right.
So we really get a lot of those people, almost as many as say, my dishwasher broke, therefore I must remodel my kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So it is funny how people do start, but we really encourage planning. As a matter of fact, we like to look at that as really 85% of the project is the whole planning phase. And if it's well planned and plotted out, we can help you step by step go through everything and have it be as painless as possible. I mean, it's still remodeling.
Well,
you're still
sure.
going to have people in your home.
Yeah.
But if it's well planned and well scheduled, it just makes such a difference in the whole process.
Now, people can come to you right off the bat and go to your showroom in Warwick, right, and see various examples of things or computer designs, or how do you take them through that step by step? Is there, because I will get there, but I haven't been to your showroom yet. Is there a place where people can sit down and say, here's how we're going to go about this?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we encourage that. We encourage people to either just stop in or to give us a call and set up a consultation with a designer right in the showroom. That's usually our first step. Mm-hmm. That way we can acquaint them with some of what obviously we have in the showroom, which are a lot of vignettes. We try to keep up to date. You know, we rotate our displays in. Every year or so, we're replacing You know, 1, 2, some years, 3 displays, just so we're staying as current as possible.
Excellent. All right. And on television right now, there's a plethora of fixer-uppers and flip this house and that kind of thing that people always think it's probably easy. But when they start getting into it, they find out, I need help. And so you're the people to go to. And one of my favorite shows on PBS is This Old House. And you have a tie-in with This Old House, right?
We do. We've been fortunate enough to have a really fantastic partnership with the This Old House team. And specifically, Kevin O'Connor has been a partner with us for a seminar series that we run. And it's a really fun day, and actually we're going to be having that this morning, where he comes in and we talk about the 10 steps to a successful remodel, and he comes in and gives his behind the scenes of This Old House and some of the horror stories and all little tips and tricks. And it's been a really wonderful partnership, because one of the things that is part of our onboarding process, and one of the things that helped me early on in my career, is watching This Old House.
Mm-hmm.
And they're one of the only TV shows still out there today that isn't the half an hour, like, wow, look at what you can get done in 30 minutes. They really take you through the whole process and mm-hmm. the right way to do things.
Right.
And really do that deep dive into the behind the scenes of what really is involved in a large remodel. So it's been a really great partnership, and we have lots of fun. And you know, so if anyone is interested in that, obviously, you know, if you can make it to the showroom in an hour, you can see them today.
Just about anywhere in Rhode Island.
Exactly.
You can listen to the finish of this program, then grab yourself a cup of coffee and hit the road.
Yeah, come on down to Jefferson Boulevard. But we try to do that a couple times a year. So we'll be having another one in the fall. So people can check out our website, www.rikb.com, for that.
RIKB.com. Just want to say that slowly so everybody gets it, RIKB.com. And there's lots of information there that shows not only directions, how to get to the showroom, if you're checking that out to go see Kevin, but lots of other information there that'll be very helpful. And a phone number that people can call and talk to a real person, right, if they'd like to?
Absolutely. We have real humans answering the phone, 401-463-1550.
All right. Well, I want to leave it right there at this point. We'll take a short commercial break, and then we'll come back and find out a lot more about Rhode Island Kitchen and Bath. We are back on Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and we are sitting with Prudence and Tanya from the Rhode Island Kitchen and Bath Company. And we've been talking about a little bit about their background, a little bit about the company, and the fact that just a couple hours from now, they'll be sitting with Kevin O'Connor from This Old House at their showroom on Jefferson Boulevard in Warwick. And if you'd like to go there, as soon as the show's over, hop in the car, go down and visit them. It's a great place to get a lot of information. And Tanya, you were saying while the commercial break was playing that you not only want to tell them about Rhode Island Kitchen and Bath, but you want people to be educated about remodeling, right?
Absolutely. I think one of the scary things about remodeling is people's fear of who should I work with and how do I go about it and how do I get started? Like Prue said, you have some weekend warriors that will come and say, okay, well, we just started demoing things because we thought that's how we should do it. And, you know, the seminar series for us was born out of that, of seeing people come in that have questions and somewhat universal questions. So for us, the seminars are a way for us to educate people on the right way to do it. And whether you choose to work with Rhode Island Kitchen and Bath or someone else, or you're a weekend warrior and you're a do-it-yourselfer, we just want to hopefully guide you through that process and help you not make some of the mistakes that we see that are pretty common.
Right. All right. And you have a big event to do with that on March 24th, part of a series of information that's going out to people?
We do. Typically, our seminar series is, you know, normally we would do one seminar on a Saturday morning or during the week. And we decided to step it up a bit and do a seminar fair, a remodeling fair. So it's a bunch of mini workshops. And Prue had a hand in planning the content in that. And it's going to be a really great day. And it's one of those things that people can show up for one, if you have time to only do that, or stay for the whole day with us and learn about a lot of things. But we've got a lot of great topics on that, right?
Yes, we do. We're going to be touching on kitchen design trends, the 10 steps to a successful remodel, bath design trends. We've got a number of things that are going to be a lot of fun, I think, to participate in, to come and see. There'll be short sessions. They'll run for about a half an hour, leaving time for questions after the fact. And when it's at Rhode Island Kitchen and Bath, there's always food. So we do have a working kitchen and things like that.
Wow.
So we will be serving food right along with the program for the day. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. You'll have an opportunity to either, you know, pick and choose things that are of interest to you, and you know, you'll learn about what the top remodeling mistakes are. That's always always kind of a fun topic to talk about.
One of the things you mentioned during the commercial break that's of interest to me, and I'm sure to a lot of our listeners, I don't want to say our listeners are old, but we have our share that are my age and perhaps living in a home that needs some adjustment, shall we say. And you do a lot of that kind of thing, too, making it livable for people.
Yes, we do. There's a whole side of design called aging in place. And the concept here is that somebody realized, they did a poll, AARP, as a matter of fact, did a poll and realized that 93% of us want to stay in our homes. We don't want to have to move just because, you know, we're finding it more difficult to get up and down the stairs, you know, and some simple things like that. So what we do is we look at the whole house and decide for each individual, what are the things that are hardest for them? Are they starting to lose their eyesight? Or is it just mobility issues that are becoming more difficult? And there's a lot of things that you can do, some of them small, others could be quite major. But there's a lot of things that are available out there for tweaks and changes to your home that would enable you to stay there for as long as possible.
Now, I know that my wife had a foot operation not long ago and found it all of a sudden difficult to step up over the bathtub to get into the shower. And I'm sure you have resolutions for that kind of thing, too.
We do. As a matter of fact, the most popular thing that we still do is to take out bathtubs and to put in easy walk-in showers. Mm-hmm. That's been for a number of years now, but it is one of the cornerstones to that aging-in-place type of remodeling as well. It's a wonderful thing. We've realized now most of us just don't have time to take baths or don't have the inclination to. You do not need, according to designers, you do not need necessarily to have a tub in your home.
Right.
You know, if you're not using it, consider it as almost as a customization and as a custom option.
Well, I know that I've actually stayed in some very high-level hotels lately that no longer have bathtubs. They just have the shower and, you know, a lot of them now. So
yeah, that's
right. I know when we were kids, that was the thing. You hopped in the bathtub. But ever since I guess I was in junior high school, the bathtub went away and the showers came in place. And now it's a regular part of life.
You're right.
Now, we talked about a little bit about the bathroom and kitchens obviously are in your name, but there's more to the house. You do other things too if you need to go a little bit further than that?
As a matter of fact, we do. Tanya mentioned a little while ago how the name, you know, Rhode Island and kitchen and bath actually tends to make people think that that's all we do. Our staff is fully capable to do all types of remodeling. We're doing many more multi-room remodels and things like that. We certainly are able to do additions and any types of projects that you would want. We do tend to be centered around the kitchen and or around the bathroom as part of these projects, but certainly master suites are very popular. There's a lot of things like that that are, you know, it's building, it's construction. All of our guys that are out in the field are home builders.
And you take it from the beginning to the end. So you sit down with someone, you have these new computer models, you can show them what it's going to look like, right?
We do. And that's one of the most fun things that's happened in our industry. Of course, when I learned, it was, you know, pencil and paper on a drafting table.
Right.
But now we're everything. You can reproduce an almost incredibly realistic, right, Tanya? I mean, it's
absolutely
amazing the what the programs can do today, where you can really put yourself into that space and go, oh my God.
So you can see colors and you can see styles of tile and everything.
Down to the paint color on the wall, where it can take you through if you're choosing between three paint colors, that to just see that rendering and have it be so realistic is amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, for Prue and I, who started out in this business, probably more years than we want to say, but just the evolution,
more than five.
And the evolution of, there should not be any surprises for clients. And it's really gives them peace of mind because they know exactly what it's supposed to look like at the end.
That's a huge, you know, a huge difference. I mean, I can remember when I first got my first home and started talking about remodeling and so forth, that your imagination could kind of go wild and it didn't end up anything like you thought it was going to end up.
Right.
And because this could change and that could change. That can still happen, but at least you now can show someone exactly what it's going to look like. And that's a huge, huge advantage. Let's talk a little bit about when people come to you, do they frequently come and say, okay, here's a budget, I have $5,000 or I have $50,000 or something like that, and what can you do for me, or how does that work?
Yeah, it's really a mix. And one of the things that we talk about in our seminars a lot is how important the budgeting exercises are. And that's one of the things that we do with clients, and to take them through what the typical projects will cost. Some people come in and say, listen, I have been saving for this. The kids are out of the house. We're ready. We're going to get that dream kitchen we've always been talking about. Or we're downsizing, and this has been on the wish list for a long time. It's really all over the map. But one of the important things, and we talk about this in the seminars, is that you have to be honest about your budget. And it's, I know it's scary for people sometimes, they don't want to give up that information, but it really helps whoever you're working with help tailor the project.
Sure, they got to have some idea what you want.
Exactly. And we want to work with people and show you, okay, for this budget, this is the type of project that you could have. Or if you want to stretch it a little bit, you know, here are some of the other options. And again, that's where those computer-generated renderings help to show the possibilities.
And you bring this stuff in. I mean, you do everything. So once someone sits down and they've decided what they want to do, you go out and you, if it's a new tub, you purchase the new tub, you bring everything in. They don't have to do anything except write the check or give you the credit card information.
Exactly. And we want to do that. We're the one-stop resource, because one of the, you know, when we talk about mistakes in remodeling, is there's a lot of different approaches, but the some of the horror stories that you might hear are, oh, my materials came in and they weren't right, or they were damaged, or, you know, the things that will elongate a project are simple things to fix if you plan it properly.
Right.
So one of the things that we do is we have all the material come into our warehouse, we verify it, we inspect it, we make sure we have everything before we will start a project. So we try to really limit that. So we're across the board a concierge type of service, but we really believe that it's in the homeowner's best interest, because it makes for a more successful project at the end.
Excellent. All right. I know that, you know, you talk about costs, and obviously, like in any business, you can have the good, better, best syndrome, and costs can vary. I have a remodeling story. Former sister-in-law of mine lived in Barrington, and she wanted to redo her kitchen. So she redid the kitchen, and she decided she wanted to have two dishwashers. Now, there's only a family of four, but she wanted two dishwashers. So she remodeled the kitchen, put in two dishwashers, and when I saw the complete job, I was kind of ribbing her husband and said, wow, this must have cost you a pretty penny. Even had two dishwashers, and he said, actually, the dishwasher was cheaper than the cabinet that would have been there.
I was going to offer that, as a matter of fact. I was going to say, yep, nope, the dishwasher will be less than the cabinet would have been.
So, yeah, so
you just have the extra charge for the plumber.
Right. So you never know how the how it's going to go as far as costs are concerned. So soup to nuts, the concierge, I love that word, concierge, mm-hmm. going to, you know, being able to just take everything for you. What about timetables? How, you know, people are constantly complaining to me, and I've experienced it myself, like most people that deal with construction people. Well, they say they're going to be here Tuesday, and then they call on mm-hmm. Thursday and say, well, I should have been there, but, you know, this happened and that happened. How do you deal with that kind of thing? Because that's going to be constant.
It's actually a wonderful thing for us because that is not what we do. So,
well, there you go.
That's right.
I should have called you first.
That's right. But that is one of the most common complaints. And after, you know, all the years that we've been in business, one of the ways that we try to differentiate ourselves from everyone else out there is to produce a calendar, stick to it, be there every day. Not leave and take care of another project when we're in the middle of yours. So it's all about the careful scheduling and careful planning up front so that you can be there, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, et cetera, and just dedicate your crew to that one project and not have to have them come out. So what winds up happening is at the beginning of the job, we give you a calendar page of a start date and, more importantly, the end date.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you know up front.
I've certainly been involved with people that, you know, are like that. Oh, well, I was going to be there Tuesday, but, you know, I won't be. So in the meantime, there's a toilet sitting in the middle of your living room, you know, or something that was taken apart.
That's one of the most common complaints we hear from clients. I mean, we even have some clients that will come to us. We had one this week that, you know, unfortunately, as it happens, you know, that they've gotten into a situation where now they're in the middle of something and someone walks off the job. And it's just amazing to us that some of that still goes on. And that's really the opposite of how we think a project should be run.
Now, do these people, male or female, work for you directly or are they subcontracted? How do you handle that part of it?
We have a mix. We have a blend of what we'll call our specialty contractors. You know, your plumbers, your electricians that are our trade partners there.
Right, right.
And then we have our staff of carpenters and laborers and helpers. And we're really proud to be part of the Apprentice Rhode Island program. We believe in, you know, teaching the younger generation the trade. So we have a lot of...
That's a great thing because that's getting tougher and tougher to find people that are willing to go into that.
It really is. Boy, it's a real problem.
Nationwide, it's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a big article in the Providence Journal just a couple weeks ago about that and how people are just reluctant to go into the trades, but people need them. Can't get enough help.
We do. But the average tradesperson right now is in their late 50s.
Hmm. Well, it's great that you're doing that or that apprentice program. Now, you're going to be going to the Rhode Island Home Show again this year. You've been doing that for a while?
Yes, we have. We have been a partner with them for, how many years?
Since its inception.
Yeah, really.
This is at the Convention Center in Providence, right?
Yes, and the home show runs from April 5th through April 8th. Nice. And a wonderful time of year to do it because the weather's starting to warm up. I know we've had a few other years where we've had snowstorms, so hopefully we'll avoid that this year. But we'll be also participating, in addition to our regular booth, which will be beautiful, by the way. we're also going to be part of their interior design hub, which will be kind of set up almost like an open piazza. Sometimes they'll do a show house or something like that that's sort of a special feature for the show. This year it's going to be sort of rooms designed around an open courtyard area with a fountain and that type of thing.
Oh, that
and
should be
yeah, we will be participating in that. We're very excited about that, as well as our beautiful booth right up front near the main entrance.
Excellent. I usually attend that show. I'll be looking for you. And what I try to do is get out with as few goodies as possible. All the swag that everybody is handing out, I think, no, I've got enough. Thank you. I work for a radio station. I have plenty of pens. But all right, so the Rhode Island Home Show, you'll be there again this year. And we're just getting to the end here. This has been a fascinating half an hour talking to both of you. I'm sure we could go for much, much longer. Just want to give you one more opportunity. Is there someone that you want to mention or anything else you want to say before we go off?
I mean, I think for us, the biggest thing, we really encourage any remodeling can be scary. We know that. And we understand that we're in your most private spaces when you're in people's kitchens and baths. And, you know, this is where people live. They raise their families. They have their holidays. And we really believe that it shouldn't be scary. It should be fun. There is probably right now is some of the greatest innovations in kitchen and baths and residential remodeling that we've ever seen. So, you know, come visit us. We'd love to show you around the showroom and have a consultation with one of our designers, or come attend a seminar. And sometimes when you just take that first step, it becomes a little less scary.
All right. Excellent. And one more time, the website,
rikb.com.
RIKB.com. All right. So remember, get yourself a little beverage for the road. Head on down to Jefferson Boulevard. Catch Kevin O'Connor at Rhode Island Kitchen and Bath. Tanya and Prudence, thank you so much for coming in today and sharing your story with our audience.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We'll see you all next time on Company Break.